You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Hello! Yes!
Yes.
It's gonna be a banger of a show! Hi everybody, I'm Andrew Willis and this is Andyland Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I am here live in Studio A and it is another fabulous Wednesday and I am feeling extra excited, let me tell you. We have some wacky and weird news happening this week. Oh my god, it has been strange. Pot Shop employee fights off attackers with trusty glass bong. Man grows a 44-inch cucumber. Yes, that is actually something that happened. LA football coach is canned after players spike water with sex enhancement drug. Baby locked in a safe in Niagara Falls hotel room. A little baby in a safe. Yes, that did happen. Man loses his forearm after eating contaminated raw seafood. We have Tanner McCoolman here in studio with me. He's guesting. Great comedian. We have Paul Oakenfold, Tough Alliance, Pup, Magenta Lane, Dumb Darcy's, Speed Babe, Weave, The Clicks, all this and more here on Andyland Radio. Stay tuned.
School's in session this September, and Andy's giving you a masterclass. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open. Want to be a part of the show? Dial 604-822-CITR and join the fun.
Hello.
Hello.
I am here with Tanner McCoolman, which that cannot be your real name. There's no way that's your real name.
Of course it is.
Actually?
Yeah.
Your name is McCoolman.
As far as anybody knows.
Are you a really cool guy? I'm sure people ask
that. I like
to
think so.
Yeah? Okay.
I do my best.
I'll be the judge of that. We'll find out. We'll see. You're a comedian, I hear.
Oh, yeah. That's what people tell me.
Yeah. do people tell you this when you're upstage? Like on stage, are you ever booed? Are you ever heckled?
Oh, not very often, but sometimes, you know. Yeah, yeah. Normally, it's just silence, just plain silence for minutes on end. It's terrible.
So no clapping. It's... Do you do big rooms? Well, what's your thing? Is that...
Oh, no, I do small rooms. The smaller, the better, honestly, for me. Yeah, I've done some big rooms before, and it's always nice because you get to hear all that laughter, but you don't really know how good of a comedian you are until you have had to perform, like, late night, Sunday night to three people in a silent bar.
Where have you done that?
Oh, every Sunday at 12 Kings Pub.
Okay, where's that?
It's at 12th and Kingsway.
Okay, and we can catch you there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Biltmore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right above the Biltmore.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. You have a show that's coming up. It's called Content Warning: Erotic Fan Fiction Deathmatch.
Yeah, it's at XY on September 28th.
Okay, that's on Davie Street.
That's correct.
Are you going to be dancing your butt off later?
Possibly. We'll see.
Having some nice drinks.
Yeah,
it's nice cocktails. Why not?
Anything can happen.
So XY, is it a drag night and then they do comedy or is there a...
They do comedy events there actually pretty frequently.
Oh, really? Okay.
Usually it's improv. Like they do queerprov there, I believe, I think that's on Tuesdays.
Nice. September 28th, if you want to catch Tanner McCoolman, you'll be able to find him at XY for Content Warning Erotic Fan Fiction Deathmatch. Why that name? Like, where did that name come from?
Oh, well, I mean, it is what it says it is. It is an erotic fan fiction
deathmatch. There's a content warning, I'm sure.
Oh, of course. The theme for this show, it's the first of the season, and the theme is Disney. Mm-hmm. So it's all going to be Disney-based fan fiction of the erotic variety, and then at the end, the audience votes, and winners move on to finals, and it all culminates at the end of the year.
Are you going to be dressing up in cosplay?
Oh, not this time.
What are you wearing right now? I know you have a little fanny pack. Stand up because we have cameras in the studio that we can
see. All right, yeah.
Okay, so that's an Arizona Tea fanny pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What do you keep in that fanny pack? And also, where'd you get that fanny pack?
Well, Arizona actually does sell things like fanny packs and bucket hats. Yeah, yeah. They've
got
an online store. Yeah, my lovely girlfriend Mercedes bought this for me for my birthday a couple years back.
Shout out to Mercedes. We love Mercedes.
She's fantastic.
That's all you have to say about her is she's fantastic. Honey, she is with you, and that beard is long.
It's getting there.
It's, honey, it needs a trim.
If I get rid of the beard, then it's just double chin land.
Now, let's see. Let me see what's underneath that beard. You're looking kind of cute. Oh, you got a nice neck. You keep it nice and trim.
I lose my chin when I lose my beard.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a mouth breather? You are.
Yeah.
Did you know it is a scientific fact that if you breathe through your mouth your whole life, you actually get an underdeveloped chin?
That would make sense. I haven't breathed through my mouth my entire life. I just, you know, I was in a boxing match in the middle of the woods at one point. And
boxing with bears. God only knows. You know what? Interesting. Well, you know what? If there's one piece of advice I can always give anyone, it's learn to breathe through your nose, if you know what I mean. We have Starry-Eyed Surprise here on Andyland Radio. Paul Oakenfold. Yes, yes. Let's give it a go. We'll be back with Tanner McCoolman here on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Once again, I find myself with my friends. Till the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night. It goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Electric, electric, ladies of the evening. Drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do anything. Freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. And life is nice, so nice. I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes.
Seeing stars.
Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night, we gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night, we gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ. The record always spins on the trails we blaze. The walls are closing in, but that's okay, cause I've been waiting all week to feel this way. And it feels so good, so good. I'm on top of the world, the coolest kid in the neighborhood. So let me be a star for one night, that's right. Sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. You got to feel the rush, feel the spice of life. Thug life, shifty rolls of dice. Snake eyes, surprise eyes in, mesmerizing. The minds are sick ones, cause what we are is victims of fun. Come on, come on, the fun has just begun. Come on, the fun has just begun. Starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I sugar dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ.
CITR 101.9 FM.
I am back. I am here in studio with Tanner McCoolman, who has content warning, erotic fan fiction, deathmatch. That is one banger of a name, my friend, for an event. It is happening at XY this September 28th, and he is here in studio, and we're going to be playing a game of Would You Rather. Are you ready?
I think so.
Honey, I'm ready for this. Let's go. Would you rather A, find out all the Kardashians are Mensa members, or B, find out Einstein plagiarized all his theories and had an IQ.
Kardashians and Mensa would be no big surprise. If you've ever met a Mensa member, they're very awkward and kind of weird.
True. And also, like, I wouldn't want, like, Einstein means something to me, whereas the Kardashians kind of don't.
I think the Einstein one would be a better movie.
It would be, actually. Who do you think would play him?
Oh,
Cumberbatch, he would play him.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
He's really good at historical things. Moving on. Would you rather A, only be able to drink Ensure meal replacements, or B, only be able to eat Clif Bars? I'm choosing Ensure for me.
I love me some Ensure.
I love it. I like Boost, actually. I'm a Boost fiend. I gained a lot of weight by actually just drinking Boost. I love the taste.
I am brand loyal to Ensure.
Really?
Yeah. No, I love Ensure.
What?
Even when they were in the little cans.
Oh, the cans were the best.
Oh, the cans were so good.
Oh my God, it was so cold. Like, it always came out cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when it was room temperature.
Jeez Louise. Chocolate, vanilla, what are you drinking? Strawberry?
Oh, I love me some chocolate. That like, chalky flavor.
I don't like the chalky flavor, but I do like vanilla. Would you rather, A, only have to read every word in the credits before leaving the movie theater, or B, have to read every word in a terms and conditions page before purchasing?
I feel bad that I do both already.
Do you actually read the terms and conditions?
Of course. I don't want to agree to something that I don't actually agree to.
Well, you agreed to be on the show. I tricked you on it. I tricked you into it. You're here, baby, for the long haul. Interesting. I like the credits of movies, and I like when they put little, like, Easter eggs in them. Or, like, little, like, not Easter eggs, but just little...
I love seeing people's nicknames.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if somebody's named Smiley for some reason,
yeah.
Or
Alan, what's that? What's that thing they use in movies to credit a director who does want to be credited by name? It's called the Alan something.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, it's really interesting. Would you rather A, drain the ocean to see what's in there, or B, bring space closer to see what is there?
Space. I want to be able to buy a house. I don't care what planet it's on.
Okay, I'm going against you. I'm going for the ocean. There's some crazy stuff. And actually, they think they may have found the Ogopogo in Kelowna. Or no, Kelowna? No, Penticton. The Lake Okanagan. Yeah. So there's some wild stuff in the ocean we don't know much about. Would you rather A, eat an almond found sitting in a urinal cake, or B, get skunked in the face?
Almond. Every
almond?
Time.
From a urinal cake.
I would do that for $30.
Really?
Yeah.
How much for it to get skunked in the face?
$300.
no way.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah. You don't have to smell like the urinal cake almond afterwards.
Oh, that'd be good. If I could just get you in studio and pay you to get skunked in the face. That'd be really awesome. We should totally do that.
I'm down.
Okay, we should give it a try. We have First Class Riot, the Tough Alliance. This was Tanner McCoolman. And we got music coming up next on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
First Class Riot, the Tough Alliance. I love the Tough Alliance. And I actually have a really funny story because Eric Berglund came to town, who is one of the two members of the Tough Alliance. And I danced my butt off. I had the biggest crush on him. And he was playing at the Media Club, which is on Cambie downtown. And he played Dancing Queen. And I was like there to the very end dancing because I was like, I really want him to notice me because he's all the way from Sweden. And he's like my favorite musician. And yeah, he noticed me. He's really cute. And I got a photo with him, which I lost. But yeah, we got some fun stuff to talk about here, though. Aside from me, my crushes, let me tell you. We have Tanner McCoolman, who is here. He's a comedian. He has a show that's coming up. It's going to be at XY this September 28th. The show is called Content Warning Erotic Fan Fiction Deathmatch, which sounds like quite a banger. Do you want to let people know what the hell that's going to be about? Because I don't. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like a.
I mean, it is a lot. Yeah. There's a lot going on. So it's. It's
you're really selling me on it. Okay, go on.
It's Disney fan fiction, but erotic. It's going to be good.
It sounds like. I'm trying to close my eyes and imagine it. And I feel like there's like a lot of cosplay involved. There's maybe like, you know, I don't know.
There's a
drag queen dress up as like, you know, Belle from Beauty and the Beast or something.
There's never enough cosplay. So if you have a good if you have a good Disney costume, please come out.
Yeah, please.
Come out to XY September 28th.
Please come out. Yes. September 28th. We want you to come out and see Tanner McCoolman. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $15.
Ah, that's a lot. It's scaring me. $15? That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a night out.
Yeah, it's a night out. You get some drinks in you. You get to see some cosplay. I don't know. Maybe some furries will show up or bronies. Have you heard about the bronies?
I have met many a brony.
Really? Are you a brony?
I understand why it's popular, but it's not for me.
Okay. Well, why do you understand it's popular? For those of you who don't know, let's describe what a brony is. It's a man. It's a bro who likes My Little Pony.
Specifically, usually it's My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, the cartoon series. And it's made by Lauren Faust, who also worked on Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Also the wife of Craig McCracken, who's best known for Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay, so you're really into cartoons.
I love cartoons.
Okay, so are you watching like Comedy Network, like late night shows, or what is it, Adult Swim? I'm sure you love every.
I follow a lot of Adult Swim. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Squidbillies?
Yeah, actually, a little bit.
Oh my god, my favorite character was Crystal, who was like this morbidly obese. Heck, for a lack of better words. And yeah, she loved to eat and she always would talk like this. And it was really cool. And it's about these like squids that are hillbillies. For those of you who really are dying to know what Squidbillies is about, but I love that show. I could watch endless episodes. And Aunt Lil, who is like always on crystal meth. Please just like look at this. If it, wherever you are, just YouTube Squidbillies. It actually is quite interesting. Any other shows you like?
Oh yeah, if we're talking Squidbillies, I can't not think of the Oblongs.
Oblongs were great. What was the name of the short girl that was like a triangle?
Oh geez, I can't remember the character names, but yeah, no. The short
Helga.
Fat one? Helga, there
Helga,
we go.
Yeah. And she would always be like, hey guys, like, and she'd like show up and she'd be like eating dog food and stuff, and she was like really nuts. She'd be like, what are you guys up to? Like, you know, anyways, a lot of fun. Do love those shows. Interesting to note for any of you who are listening, we're gonna be getting into some more music. We're gonna have Pup, which is a new find that I have found. from Toronto, actually. We have DVP that's going to be coming up by Pup, and Magneta Lane, which is also a really good rock banger. It's kind of an old song. Magneta Lane, The Constant Lover by Magneta Lane is 2004. So it's a little long in the tooth. It's a little old, but it's still a really good song. And I also want to give a little shout out before we get into some music to my lovely friend Logan, who I'm wearing this t-shirt. It's a Westside Florist. He's a really amazing DJ producer. And if you are at home or anywhere you are, please tune out of the station and tune in to Logan's music. It is so good. I'm actually serious. I'm advocating for you not to listen to the show and just listen to anything that Logan is doing, because it is really, really, really good. Really low key. A lot of fun. A lot of fun things you could do with it. I don't know what. What are you doing with really chill music, Tanner?
Acid.
Acid? Have you done acid? You seem like the type of person to have done acid.
Oh, yeah. I've done tons of acid.
Are you kidding?
No.
What's it like?
It's hard to kind of explain. It's an experience.
Jeez. All right. Well, I was going to talk about a few things, but you know, we're going to get into music. I've never done acid. I feel like I would never come back from it.
You always come back. That's something that you learn, is that no matter what you're doing, eventually everything returns to normal.
Well, I don't know. This is getting weird. I got to get out of here. I got to rock out. We got to really rock a little bit. DVP. Pup. Andyland Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM!
making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
That was The Constant Lover by Magneta Lane. I am Andrew Willis. This is Andy Land Radio, and we are here with Tanner McCoolman, who is, as he describes, a very funny man. He's a comedian.
That's what I keep getting told.
Okay.
I have made no claims.
Well, I mean, you should make a claim. If you're on stage with a microphone, honey, you gotta say you're something. Are you a comedian? I want to hear it.
I tell jokes.
I want to hear you yell that you're a comedian.
I am a comedian.
Louder.
I am a comedian.
Do you believe in yourself?
No, that's why I'm a comedian.
Okay, well, that's a very good point. I just want to mention, by the way, I just got some mail that came all the way from Toronto, Ontario. And it is a CD by Eugene Ripper, who has Fast Folk Underground 5. It's a really cool CD. I'm going to see if we can get some of that stuff up on Andy Land Radio. It's pretty cool, actually. It's a little different than the music we play on the show, but still, music I listen to nonetheless. Let's get into it, though. We're going to talk Ask Andy here on the show. I have a few questions that people sent in, and let's get to them. How do I tell my boyfriend his breath smells horrible? Well, it's pretty simple. You just don't kiss him, and you just say your breath stinks. Have you ever been with a girl that had really bad breath, Tanner?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah? What did you say? What did you do?
Offer her gum.
Okay, that's it? You're like, yeah. Do you want gum? Well, I wouldn't even make out with someone that had, you know, gum breath, even if it was bad breath before. It just, gum doesn't do it. It doesn't clean the mouth.
I can lie to myself and tell myself that it fixes it.
Well, that's why you're a comedian. Number two, why must every news station play 9/11 footage every single year? Very simply put, because if you didn't, you'd have a lot of people complaining, being like, why are you not honoring the victims of 9/11? There's no better way of putting that. Number three, is it bad that I enjoy being hated? No, there's a lot of people that enjoy being hated, and they usually make it on The Real Housewives or on a lot of reality shows. So you could probably make a career out of being hated. Don't you agree?
I love to be, if I can just get a reaction out of people, that makes me feel good inside. If I leave somewhere and they're trying to throw bottles at me, that's palpable.
Again, good reason to be a comedian. Number four, what is the benefit of having an obnoxiously loud motorcycle? Very easy. If you have a very loud motorcycle, you will be able to tell the world just how big your dick is.
Well, and if you've got a loud enough motorcycle, you can give yourself enough hearing damage where you don't have to hear people complain about your motorcycle anymore.
Yeah, then you just become one of those like old cranky conservatives that just don't want to. I don't want to change.
What?
I don't want to listen. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Number five, what does it feel like having sex while on something? I'll tell you something. I smoked on the rare occasions that I have smoked weed. It was really awkward having sex stoned. I was like tripping out. I was like anxious and nervous and like so not into what I was doing in bed and more into what was going on in my brain. I'm like tripping out. Have you ever... I mean, you've done acid, as you were saying.
Yeah, I have had sex on many a substance.
Okay, which I must tell all of our listeners, please do not have sex on substances. And if you do it safely. I don't even know what the boundaries are and what I can say and can't say on that. But what I will say is play safe, kids. But acid and sex, like, does that even work? Like,
oh yeah, it's exactly as you described with your weed experiences. You just kind of go into your head for a little bit, you end up staring at the popcorn ceiling, it starts swirling around, then you go on a little adventure in your brain, then you come back and you're like, oh, I'm doing this.
Okay.
Crazy.
If a guy did all of what you just said next to me in bed and started going on this weird adventure in his mind, I'd probably call the ambulance because I think he's having a seizure.
Don't have sex on something unless the other person is also on that same thing.
Yeah, but then you're both like a weird, gross mess.
Yeah, that's what being on something is like.
Yeah, that's also usually me when I'm not on something having sex. We have Mint, Seeing Green by Dumb on Andy Land Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's shot pot, strut down, Bramble's what I crave. Jumbo size, whatever from a jamba is my fave. Halley goods curated, constituted, it's what I accrue. Very closely correlated with economic milieu. Been drabbing on my guard, I could sure use some flash. Swap a definitely not fresh. Look at you go regal with your big spending, and I'm depending every thought of lending as a sign of our good friending.
The sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Pot shop employee fights off attackers with trusty glass bong. Police are still trying to smoke out the three would-be robbers. A Canadian pot shop employee may have just experienced the ultimate bong hit. He used the marijuana smoking apparatus to fight off three robbers who were brandishing canisters of bear spray, Mashable reported. And yes, it was all caught on video. The attempted robbery occurred last Thursday afternoon at the recreational cannabis farmers market in Shannonville, Ontario, when three men entered the store with their faces covered. The robbers sprayed bear mace on two store employees, a man and a woman, but the male clerk didn't let that stop him from protecting the merchandise. Surveillance video shows the clerk grabbing a bong and using it as a weapon. The robbers left the store without any merchandise and fled in a white SUV. Officials are still looking for the would-be thieves. What a pickle! Man grows a 44-inch cucumber. An urban gardener in Kelowna, British Columbia, could be vegging out with a Guinness World Record soon. The summer, Daniel Tomlin, 54, found one of the cucumbers he was growing was an overachiever by any stretch, pretty much. According to CTV News, when he measured the colossal cucumber, he discovered it was 42.5 inches, beating the current world record of 42.1 inches, set in 2011 by Ian Neils of Wales, UK. Tomlin filed an application to have his cucumber considered by Guinness. Since that first measurement, Tomlin's giant cucumber has grown to 44.5 inches. It will take 12 weeks before Tomlin knows whether his vegetable makes the grade. But he has big plans regardless, turning the cucumber into the world's largest pickle. I love pickles, so I feel like this could be something that I could really get into. If you're listening to this, Mr. Tomlin, please send that pickle my way. LA football coach canned after players spike water with sex enhancement drug. Now, this is pretty nuts. A high school football coach in Los Angeles has been canned for not telling parents that two students allegedly spiked the water at a team practice with a male enhancement drug. The coach put the drug in the junior varsity team's water, the Los Angeles Times reported. An investigation by the Los Angeles Unified School District discovered that the coach didn't bother to notify school officials or parents that players had possibly ingested contaminated water until 2 weeks later, according to the Times. Quote, no parents' complaints were received at Bernstein. School police were not involved. No testing of the alleged contaminated water took place, and there were no student illnesses that was reported. The district general's counsel office said in a statement, wow, government offices are very hard to... to name. A district spokeswoman said investigators did not find any evidence that any student actually drank the contaminated water. In addition, she told the Times that the water was never tested because it had been discarded by the time the allegation was reported, which is actually kind of funny because I can only imagine a bunch of people in high school walking around with boners. when I'm reading this, I'm like, this is too funny. You could pretty much tell who had drank this water if they had, because they would have a 36-hour erection. And I don't think that's normal for any high school student. Baby locked in safe in Niagara Falls hotel room. The infant spent around 30 minutes in the safe, authorities said. The parents of an infant who was locked in a hotel safe in Niagara Falls, Canada, won't be charged, officials said, which I think is nuts. How does a child get into a safe? Who knows? The child was placed inside a small safe in a room at the Howard Johnson Hotel, of course, in a Howard Johnson, on Tuesday by an older sibling during a game of hide and seek. And the safe door was somehow locked. How big is this safe? And why is a child putting in a safe, putting a baby into a safe? Anyways, somehow the safe was locked. And this baby was locked in there for half an hour. Authorities said the child spent 30 minutes in the safe before an employee got to the room. The baby was alert and crying by the time it was freed. The family quickly left the hotel with the child before police could be notified, according to NBC News. An investigator from the child abuse unit looked at the child and found it to be in good health. Officials told the paper the matter is now considered closed. I don't know how something like this would happen, but the last thing I would do is want to flee the hotel after someone found out that my baby was locked in a safe and make me look very guilty. Man loses forearm after eating contaminated raw seafood. A 71-year-old man in South Korea experienced every sushi lover's worst nightmare when doctors had to amputate his forearm. Apparently, he had consumed contaminated raw seafood. That's never my worst nightmare when I eat raw seafood. I just think that maybe perhaps I might get more carbs than what I'd want. I don't really ever imagine losing my arm, but apparently the unnamed patient showed up at a South Korean hospital with a fever and severe pain in his left hand, according to a case study published last month in the New England Journal of Medicine. The patient told doctors the problem started 12 hours after he had eaten raw seafood, though the article does not specify what kind of seafood he had consumed. I could have been a dynamite roll, could have been a spicy tuna roll. Who knows? The doctor performed emergency surgery to remove the bacteria and gave the man antibiotics. However, the flesh on the patient's hand and arm started dying. Doctors had to amputate his left forearm 25 days after he first left the hospital. Ouch. This is very scary. The article did not note that the man recovered. The article did note, however, that the man recovered nicely after his amputation surgery and was sent home. Wow. So that is the news. We have a Miracle with Centerfold. Miracle by the Darcys on Andland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm at the edge of sunset. I'm looking in, I'm not one for indecision. I can hear my intuition. It feels like time is in our hands, but it's slipping through our fingers. We don't need to be forgiven. I'm not one for superstition. I'm not one, I'm not one. Let go, let go. At the edge of the canyon, I'm looking in, there's no time for speculation. We have to trust in our ambitions, and our fears to the river, but they're floating to the surface. Be yourself in all your brilliance. Don't be one to ask permission. Don't be one. Doesn't matter now, nothing matters. It doesn't matter now, nothing matters. Oh, why not love?
You're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
I am back. I'm here with Tanner McCoolman. You can see Tanner September 28th. He's going to be at XY for his lovely show, Content Warning Erotic Fanfiction Deathmatch. It's going to be a lot of fun. $15 if you got 15 shackles. Swing on down on the 28th and you can catch some really good comedy, some cosplay, some it's gonna be a banger. It's gonna be a real melange. What do you think? Well, tell people what it's gonna be about.
It's gonna be just a lot of smut. It's gonna be Disney themed.
Oh god. A lot of smut, a lot of Disney smut. I've never heard of that.
It's everything you've ever wanted at a Goofy. I don't know.
You were listening to the news and you said something kind of funny over the break.
Yeah, about that high school football sex water.
Yeah.
Just how would they know if anybody actually drank the water? Because if a high school boy gets an erection and doesn't know why, that's not really news, is it?
No, it's it's not. But you know what is news? We have a little game that we're going to be playing. It's going to be called Over or Under. So this is a game where it's kind of rapid fire. You have to tell me if this person is overrated or underrated. So here we go. Louis Anderson, overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Underrated.
I want to see more of him.
Baskets.
Give that man a TV show.
He does.
He does right now?
Oh my God. Where have you been for 3 years? Baskets on FX.
Oh, I have not. Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Absolutely. He plays Christine Baskets. Honey, you got to go and watch Baskets.
I have lost all my comedy cred.
Yeah, no. I hope I didn't kill your career.
Oh, it's Canadian comedy. It's already dead.
All right, you're doing a good job at it. Louis C.K., over or under?
Over. He shushed me once. I don't like him.
Really? Tell me that story.
Oh, we were in the green room at Comedy Mix, and I was trying to find a bottle of water. I said, is this bottle of water anybody's? And he shushed me. I haven't forgiven him for that.
Was it like a shh type thing?
Oh, it was an angry shush.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he in the middle of a conversation or what?
No. He was just quiet.
He just went shh.
Yeah, he just shushed me.
Was he like writing stuff out or thinking about
stuff? No, he was watching somebody's set and he shushed me really loudly. I had just come off stage. I was kind of rattled because when Louis C.K. is watching you do comedy and you're 6 months in, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, no doubt.
Then I need some water and he shushed me. So I'm not.
Interesting. No. You went out to get some water during the show. Is that because I make you nervous?
No comment.
There's only one right answer, and it's yes. Andy Samberg.
I think a little over.
Yeah. Fred Armisen.
Over.
Really? I love Fred Armisen. I love him.
I think that
his
he is...
Petty Marshall impersonation is incredible.
I think he's a good character actor, but at the same time, he's for a smaller demographic than he's being marketed to right now.
Yeah.
He's got his place.
Yeah. Kate McKinnon. What do you think about Kate McKinnon?
Under.
Under? Yeah, I think so. Melissa McCarthy.
I don't. I'm 50-50 on that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's rated for you.
Yeah.
Not over and not under, just rated.
Just rated.
Okay. Have you seen Happy Time Murders?
No, I haven't, not yet.
I'm going to go check that out. Gavin Matz, is he overrated or underrated?
Under right now.
Absolutely.
He's moving his way up fast.
Honey, he sure is. He sure is. I'm sad.
We miss you, Gavin.
Yeah,
come back.
No, don't come back. LA is where you gotta be. That's like where you go.
Come back, headline, and charge $50 for tickets.
There you go. That's the spirit. We have Walk Away by Wido. Actually, no. We have You Don't Want to Know by Speed Babes. Woo! A little switcheroo. Ow! Wow! Keeping us alive. You Don't Want to Know, Speed Babes, here on Andy Land Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
New music. New music. New music. CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Nikki, we have you covered. Visit AndyLandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Take a look at what you're missing. Just take off your clothes and touch the lips that you'll be kissing.
Savannah, The Clicks on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is it for today's show. We had Tanner McCoolman here on the show, who is a comedian. He's going to be playing on September 28th at XY for his lovely show called, hit it,
Content Warning, Erotic Fan Fiction Deathmatch.
There you go, kids. Well, I had fun. You had fun.
I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
Goddamn welcome. Let me tell you, I had a good time myself. It was really good. Got on up. We played some tunes. We had some laughs. I got to go. I got to meet Diana McDonald. She's the one that's going to get my double cheeseburger going, and I love her. She's just down the street. It's going to be good. I got to make like Melania Trump and helicopter the hell out of here. So that's it, kids. If you want to take episodes of the show with you on the go, you can do so. Just go to iTunes and Google Play. This has been Andyland Radio. Tune in next week, Wednesday, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central, for more Andyland Radio. Until then, good night, good luck, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM is broadcast and taped live from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance is provided in part by Dora Dubber, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Miles Black, and Saman Garib. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks!